Hi there, my name's Richard and I work for Mainstream Data. So I come here today with two hats. One is a technology company, but also a technology company that owns an aggregator called Newscom. So I'd like to take a couple of slides just to explain who we are before we talk about the social media. But we're a company that's been around since 1985, creating digital platforms and digital asset management solutions, providing infrastructure to connect information companies and their customers. So we do transmission, web development, hosting, content processing, and mobile device applications. So we deliver tens of millions of objects every day to content consumers and buyers using our technology. And as I said, we also own Newscom. So Newscom is a multi-agency digital library consisting of over 160 information providers where we license content for you who in places where you don't reach. And there's about 100 million assets in the Newscom archive available to be searched and found. And some of you here probably are information providers. So just a quick slide to show you some of our customers who Mainstream do work for. So our business scales from the individual photographer ranging up to the large corporate enterprises. So there should be some names on here which you recognize. Thomson Reuters have just left the stage. So so why am I here? So we were asked a question about what is the relevance of metadata to Mainstream Data? Well, content without metadata is like a dusty hard drive that sits on the shelf. It needs a digital asset management solution. So an image without metadata just won't be found with a simple search. You can put it into a system, but if it contains nothing, you won't find it unless you're browsing. And how many people browse nowadays? So without some sort of metadata, looking for an image, video, graphic, our solution takes it all within a DAM is very tricky. So all users of digital asset management solutions need to start somewhere. And the beginning always originates with metadata. So no metadata, you don't find it. So in our latest technology, which is moving into visual search, you still need metadata. So you want to find something, you want it to find something that looks visually similar, you have to start by locking it down with a metadata field of some description. So in this slide, I just did a random search on Croatia, and it found all the stuff relating to Croatia, but it was still locked down to the metadata field, whether it's in the keyword or the body or the caption. Then you can look visually around it, but it still needs that metadata field to lock it down to find the visual similarities. So then I was asked a question, what's Mainstream doing internally to keep metadata alive? Well, from the technology side of things, we create the tools to help people get metadata into their content, whether that's photos or videos or audio or whatever you produce. We have tools that allow you to do that and allow it to do it simply and quick, because the last thing photographers want to do is put metadata in images when they want to get it into the asset management or into their customers. So we want to make that easy for you so that at least it is preserved and your content can be found. So if we also have digital asset management solutions and content licensing platforms which allow you to display the metadata, whether it's EXIF, IPTC, XMP. We display it, we edit, we append, and we embed into the assets. And it's designed for the individual photographers, specialist agencies, corporates, enterprises, you know, who need a reliable solution. Digital asset management needs metadata. So without it, the DAM is useless. So social media within Mainstream. So I asked our marketing team what we use for social media. So this is where I'm focusing on Newscom, our aggregator. So within Newscom, we use Facebook, Twitter, and WordPress. WordPress being the blogging site that we have. So so the images that we send into all of these locations are downloaded from the digital asset management solution that we use for Newscom. So within the technology, we have one-click, two-click buttons that automatically link to the social media to make your workflow fast, because we want to make social media part of your day-to-day workflow. So we add a watermark automatically. We also do the resizing of the images to fit the social media system you're going to. So I asked our team also, well, how do we protect against theft on social media? And they said to us, well, we add a watermark. We add a watermark because the social media sites strip the metadata. And the only way that we can protect the content, and the content, the mainstream, or stroke, Newscom, we don't own that content, so we have to do every sort of protection we can to protect your content that you're asking us to relicense. So I also said, well, why are we using social media? Well, they came back to me with the pros. So 33% of consumers use social media to find new products, brands, and services. But 89% of the businesses that use social media platform in their marketing plan see an increase of their exposure and therefore sales. So the benefits are exposure, building relationships, credibility, an increase in sales, quick access to consumers, feedback boosts traffic, and improves SEO. And the credit for that came from Media Bistro. So the conclusion from our marketing team is that if we aren't getting seen, people aren't thinking about us, and so they're not going to license content through Newscom. And of course, social media within the technology, you won't see a damn solution, so you won't see a distribution upload or a mobile application. But the downside, as we've all spoken about, is by using social media, any kind of digital marketing, the photography and licensing world, we're subject to the loss through infringement. It is murky waters, but everyone who's in business is doing it. But technology, rules, regulations are growing, that these digital ways of marketing, and we shouldn't get left behind. So, especially when our competitors are navigating through it too. So here are my thoughts, and I don't mean to play devil's advocate, but this is from the other side of the world. So why do social media sites remove metadata? So from a technical point, removing metadata reduces the file sizes. So reducing the storage, so they don't have less costs for keeping content. So I looked at an example of Facebook. So it was initially created for the individual, not for the business. So most common pictures that I see on Facebook of cats on what I ate for my dinner last night. So do these images really need metadata? So if it was created for the individual, why are they keeping metadata? Don't shoot me, okay? So is Facebook removing metadata to protect the user? So metadata that automatically tags that I bought a brand new car, is that telling the wrong person that there's a brand new car sat on a driveway somewhere for them to come and acquire? And of course, leaving this with my last point, is our business is utilizing a social media tool which was not intended for commercial gain. And that's me.